What's going on, YouTube? You know who I am, and this is the What's the Word podcast with
your boy, Black Pegasus.
And you already know who this is. That's Singer Reactions.
Anthony Ray.
Fat Man Cliff Beats.
Loud as hell.
This video is sponsored by KFC. Eat more food.
Let's go.
So anyways, KFC. What is going on? As you can see, we have finally come together. This is a very, very special meeting of the minds, I would say, for our first ever inaugural What's the Word podcast. And gentlemen, what is the word today? Is it origins? What's popping here? How are we doing?
Free balling.
Oh, no. We're already starting on that.
Free balling.
Origins. I think going into everyone's backstory would be a good idea.
Yeah. All
right. Backstory. Pause.
Wow. Backstory, free balling, and orgies. I mean, origin stories.
Interesting. Yep. Right.
Who wants to pick that one up or rear end it?
I feel like my thing. I didn't see that one coming.
Yo, Knox is moving crazy, fam.
Is it time?
You're moving mod, fam.
Sorry, I got time today.
I can start it. I'll start it out.
Let's go, Dom.
Because my story is goofy. A lot of people already know my story, but I started out on YouTube like 14 years ago, technically, singing. And I did like Halo, got 200K. Didn't know nothing about monetization back then. This when the goddamn box was in the, in the description. You remember when you could put your box down there, you know what I'm saying? And people could click on the box or whatever. But then I stopped all that for some reason. And then I did reactions 8 years ago. And I started it from there. I'm talking about when Time Warner Cable and the box, you know what I'm saying? Screen TVs and all that stuff. So I did that. And I'm going to try to shorten this story because it's long as hell for real. But I was starting out with R&B, pretty much doing all that stuff. And then I ended up kind of getting into rock because people was requesting it. And everything kind of took off from there. I didn't even know a single thing about monetization. Somebody told me 4 years later.
Me. It's a Harry Mack show.
Yeah, that's crazy. And 4 years later, like, shout out to Tobias, but 4 years later, he hit me up and was like, you got your monetization on, right? And I was like, no, how the hell you do that? You ain't got a check? I was like, nah. I'm 20K now in. Like,
wow.
You ain't got no check? I was like, nah, I didn't know that you could do. I was just completely dumb when it came to YouTube. So I ended up turning it on. Everything that I had that was like 300K and up, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't get paid for it. I was salty as hell. I said, man, ain't this about this? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's my story, man. And I'm here, YouTube platform and everything growing. And
were you doing covers like when you first got started with your singing? Like, what were you doing?
I was doing covers on a karaoke machine.
That's tight.
On a karaoke machine, I did Halo, and
Halo and covers. I mean, that's the YouTube origin story right there.
Literally, yes.
I got some reactions to do, man. God damn, check those out.
Yeah,
send us the link.
I have no clue where it's vanished into space. I don't even know where it is. It was like 14 years ago. That channel I tried to pull up, it won't even pop up no more. Like, I was like, oh, okay. So they just said, we're going to get rid of this because it's been inactive, you know? So I was like, all right, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it was a dope channel, bro. And
so 14 years ago, that was like the dial-up days, wasn't it? And like Instant Messenger and shit?
It was a goddamn AOL.
It was my day. We walked 15 miles through the snow.
Even my day, videos. We had AOL back in that day, you know? Yeah, nah, it was old as hell, man. Like I said, looking at where I was now with that fuzzy ass camera that I had, bro, everything was fuzzy. Like I said, how did I record and think that this looked nice? Like I thought I was swagged out with my big ass forehead and hat. You know what I'm saying? At the time, I had no bald spot, so everything could flourish the way, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, nah, I had to go ahead and keep that hat as a representation of me. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
That's an origin story for
you. How did you start reaction videos though? Like, what got you into the reaction scene?
So the crazy thing about that, bro, was is the way I react, you see me react, you know, I'm kind of dramatic, bubbly and all that stuff. That's exactly how I react when the cameras is off. If I hear, if I'm watching The Voice or if I'm watching battle rap, this is exactly how I am. That was nasty. Stop playing me. Ah! Woo, what kind of round was that? Oh, I'm like, oh, come on now. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's how I react off camera. And something made me just say, well, let me, reactions just look like it kind of on a low wave. So let me, you know, record something, I guess, on my phone and look at the video on my phone. And then KineMaster was the software. So I kind of just did both on my phone, you know, and that's how that became that, bro.
It's wild, man.
It was live. It was live. It was a time, bro. Broke ass time. But yeah, you know. Broke ass time, you know.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's funny, that, man.
What about y'all, that. Man?
How I
y'all
love that start, man.
Who's up next?
I'll go after it. I got on YouTube in 2006. And I think I
what
uploaded
the
my
fuck? That was a year?
2006? Bro.
That was back YouTube. When I graduated high school.
YouTube existed.
If you get on my
then?
Channel, I'm pretty sure that's my first music video that I dropped.
I got to look this
2006.
Up.
2006. Well, keep damn. On moving. Black Pegasus.
Well,
hold on, I'm about to look it up.
2006. Damn, dude.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, showing my wings.
I was baby cliff.
Hold on. Videos. Oldest. So the oldest video 17 years ago. Yeah.
God damn. YouTube.
My oldest video. My first video is my first music video. But yeah, so shit. I mean, I started rapping like in a recording studio in probably like 1998. I put out my first album in 1999 and then started trying to, you know, do the shit in 2000 and 2003 I hit the national scene in Scribble Jam and got second place in that battle, and that kind of put me on the map. And I'm saying all this to lead up to my YouTube, because what happens is in 2003 I come back home and then I'm able to start doing shows and somewhat live off music and battle rapping. And by 2004, 2005, I'm like really doing shows and just grinding it out. And because of that, it leads to music videos. And I record my first music video with these dudes from college who were just trying a project. And they, you know, I had been doing shows. They saw it. They shot my first music video. We put it on my YouTube channel in 2006. So that's how my YouTube channel got started, from that music video, from my career. I always try to attack YouTube and blow up with my music, and I always was releasing music. I was pretty consistent. I always had pretty
bro, you've had some amazing features over the years. Sorry to interrupt you, but like, you know, this man has worked with some people. Continue.
Thank you.
Crazy.
Yeah well, and I've always tried to push the envelope with the music videos as well. Like, they've been like, you know, cutting edge. But what I didn't understand is how to move the metric with the algorithm. And I'm really just starting to learn that now through the reaction space, which is kind of ironic. So, make a super long story short, I get on YouTube because of my rap career. My rap career is pretty consistent. I have my pop in 2006. I'm riding a wave till 2009, 2010. It starts to slow down. And then I get into throwing concerts, but I'm still on YouTube doing stuff. And fast forward to 2020, the pandemic hits. And I had been wanting to start a podcast with my boy Don, which now we're the 40-year-old FUQ boys. But we've been wanting to start a podcast since, I think, 2017, let's say. And the pandemic hit. We're like, yo, let's just do it. We started just recording, like, literally podcasts, talking culture war, politics, trending topics. And one day we reacted to Harry Mack, because I was into freestyle.
Who?
I was like, yo,
right.
Who is that guy? Yeah.
And I
sounds familiar.
I introed my boy Don to Harry Mack, and we got a pop from that video. And then our second reaction was like an Andrew Tate clip that went viral. And I was like, yo, who is this? Da, 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 da. And that started moving. And long story short, my boy, we were partners in the podcast, but he had to go to do his professional job. And I was solo for like 6 or 8 months. And one day I was doing a live stream and someone was like, yo, have you heard this song? And I was like, yeah, I have. This is fire. And I just started noticing people enjoyed when I was listening to like old school. I think it was like the Beatnuts or something. And I was like, yo, I toured with these guys and telling stories.
That's crazy.
And it just slowly, you know, because I've probably been reacting legitimately for 1 year consistently. But the first couple reactions probably started about 2 years ago. And once I understood what people are coming for and what it is, I just took it more serious. And now it allows me to put my music in front of people as well. Kind of like the Knox, you have a formula that's really well put together. I'm sure probably a little more strategized than mine because I'm at a different point in my career in a sense. Like I, you know, I'm not chasing it as much as I am just the more of just like, just, I'm just like, yo, I'm an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? So I'm wearing a bunch of different hats. Like I throw concerts. That's my main gig. Well, now YouTube's kind of my main gig. It's like this battle between throwing concerts and YouTube being my main gig right now. But you know, I love to write and all that stuff. So that's kind of my origin story for the most part for YouTube.
I think we all wear different hats, really. I think, you know, when you look at our group and everything that we do, we're all kind of juggling plates in different areas and still
shout out to the Bengals,
finding the balance.
Because we coming next year. Right. You feel me?
Oh, here he goes. Here he goes.
He switched. Who they? Dom switched. Who they? I was gonna go with it. All right.
You look like a different person. When you switch your hat, you look like a different person. That's crazy.
I know.
Sheesh.
Who, me or BP?
BP, when BP switches his hat, he looks like a complete, he looks like his brother. He looks like somebody else.
Yeah, because I never do that.
Yeah, I'm not used to that. I'm just used to seeing you like that.
BP, yeah. quick question for you before we move on origin story-wise. But like, have you had a moment with all these names that you work with over the years? Has there been like one person that you've just been like starstruck by? Like it's like a surreal moment for you almost, where it's like,
yeah, so
I'm with this guy right now. Like this is happening.
Okay, I'm going to say two names and give examples. So Tech N9ne and Immortal Technique. And it's really interesting.
Immortal because, Technique, man.
Yeah, it's crazy because Immortal Technique is like my bro. So there's no starstruck. We kick it. We like, he is my guy.
I'm so jealous of that.
Tech N9ne is the homie, but I don't even know how to like communicate. Like, I don't know. Like I get intimidated every time I'm with Tech N9ne. I'm like, what do I say? Like, it's so strange. It's just the truth. And it's not like I'm starstruck because I've been around Tech N9ne so much, but there's just something where there's like a little bit of a barrier in a sense where he's always shows me love. I always show him love. We're very genuine. But we've never just sat down and got like super open but like me and Immortal are like homies, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like there's certain pathways and connections that open up naturally. And I try not to force that, you know, and I always looked at that because Tech N9ne is, in my opinion, is like it's the closest thing to working with any, like, you know, the Dream Chasers, right? Like, it's like the closest thing to working with Eminem in my case, right? Or these cats, these type of people, because he's worked with the upper echelon. He is the number one independent artist, period, in so many different categories. So it's just one of those things where I'm still starstruck, but not in the sense where I'm like, but it's still like when we're hanging, you know. And it's crazy because one of my good friends, One Ton from Potluck, is now his tour manager.
Wow.
And they all hang, and me and One Ton are just, yo, man, how are the kids? Da, 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 da. But me and him just don't have that relationship yet. I'm sure it will get there eventually, but there's always been a little bit of intimidation factor on my part. And so I've always been like very withheld, you know? So.
Yeah. So if you hear this Tech N9ne, come over here and give him a hug. Give BB a hug. He needs a hug.
Tech N9ne, if you want to come on the podcast, all you got to do is holler at us.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. That's nothing. Bro,
Cliff, can I have a hug?
Yes, of course. You all can get a hug.
Hey. I like free hugs. I mean,
hey, what the? But Tech N9ne is such a dope dude. To me, he's in my top five, and I grew up listening to Tech N9ne. Like, this dude is so dope. They want to, like, bro. Tech to me is like, for me, he's one of the GOATs. And I did a reaction to him recently.
His longevity is crazy.
Bruh, he's 25 years or something. And bro, there's this song, The Anthem. I think it's got KRS-One. It's got, I think,
Eminem.
Eminem. Yep. bro, dun diddy dun dun diddy dun. When I woke up, RZA, the mic and that, but bro, that song is so hard. And then that's the first time I heard Tech. That's like 90 something. That's early days Eminem. Oof. And now Tech N9ne sent me a DM. I'm like, what the fuck? And I can't, it doesn't register with me sometimes that I'm like, am I talking to this dude? It just doesn't make sense to me. You know, pinch me in that type of sense.
Yeah.
And you got a huge shout out from him too, just recently on your reaction.
I'm like, what the? Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's crazy that you said that. Just real quick on that Tech N9ne thing. It's real crazy because I literally, not until y'all, I had no clue who Tech N9ne was. I only knew who Tech N9ne was in battle rap. I knew him from Philly. Battle rapper Tech N9ne, you know what I'm saying? So when I was introduced to him, I was like, oh, what the?
Okay. Yeah, because for those watching, Dom follows the battle scene. Like really,
damn, like, bro. Look like the daunting. Grinch. You're like this.
Yeah.
I didn't at first. Like keeping it 100. Like I didn't know because like Notch just said, I kind of battle rap is just kind of like my thing. That's why it was like always like that was a big ass part. But like yeah, I didn't know, and then I was like, oh damn, who is this Tech N9ne dude with all this? He like the king of like you know what I'm saying these rhyme schemes.
He just has a song. Yeah. Platinum song with Kendrick, you know, he just put on like Chris Calico.
Hey, Dom, speaking of battle rap, one thing I think you'll appreciate, you know, the Benzino diss, you know what rap I listened to right before I wrote my Benzino diss?
What?
Daylight versus King Los.
We talking about a fact. Don't get me started because
even I watched that shit. That's hard. Hard. Man. That was a fire one.
Who you had taken the battle?
See, I'm an MD boy, right? So King Los, being from B-More, like I was rooting for Los, but like I feel like Daylight in the third, man, just did what Daylight does. Like I feel like he was playing with food almost. Like he was like reeling him along, like keeping him close, like
different
he was just
planning,
making Daylight it entertainment. And then he just kind of showed that he's on a different plane.
Yeah, he a different
plane. Like I'm still catching Daylight shit. Like when you think about it and replay it back, you know what
Daylight
I mean?
Savings,
like,
man, damn.
Yeah, I had to pay for that, bro. I had to pay to watch that pay-per-view, bro.
Did you pay for that one?
I paid for that, bro. Should have waited for that shit to come out. High-ass pay-per-view. All right, wild, but anyway, next up, what's the origin story, though?
Cliff, Cliff. Go, give it to Cliff.
Oh, shit. All right, YouTube. How did my origin start? That was back in... So it was like December of 2020. I didn't even know, like, I knew YouTube existed, obviously, but I didn't know anything about reaction videos or anything like that. For most people who know my story is I got some weird-ass diagnosis with my doctor because I caught COVID, and then it, like, started attacking my organs and shit.
Jesus.
Yeah, so I lost, like, fucking my fat ass lost 50 pounds in, like, 2 weeks. And I was just like,
this guy's out here fucking tearing out his. Hey man, hey, come relax, guys. Come on, respect
it. Hey man, let me talk about my fat ass. Right.
The only reason we're laughing is because of the diss, not because of your story.
But the way he said it,
we look like assholes now.
It definitely was like. He threw that shot. He definitely was like my fat ass. Like, oh.
Listen, I'm 205 pounds. Like, all right,
man's over here. Like, I almost died, and we're just laughing. Like, fat ass.
Yeah, it's like it has nothing to do with that. Like, yeah. It's, that
205 pounds.
It's Freddy Krueger.
Sorry, Cliff. Go.
No, I don't give a fuck. Laugh it up, man. It's fun. It's funny to me now that I look back on it. Anyway, so it's not that big of a deal. So basically, I got this weird ass diagnosis. I didn't start losing weight till I started making the videos though, because it happened like this over like a 2 week period. So it was like December 28th. I was laying in bed. COVID had my studio shut down. By the way, I've been a songwriter for like the past 14 years. I got signed in 2010. I was facing 5 to 10 years in prison. My label was getting ready to drop me, but one of my friends who was already a mainstream artist basically wanted me to help out with a project. My label said, go ahead and give it a shot. It blew up. It did well. And then I got a 3-year extension as just a ghostwriter, and then it just carried on to 14 years later. This will be my 14th year this year. But I was sick of going into my label all the fucking time and doing all the recording sessions there. So I saved up my money, working multiple jobs, not just writing. Bought my own studio in 2019. And as soon as I bought that shit, a year later, we had COVID hit. And of course, we had to shut the fuck down. We had people mailing or emailing in verses and shit and sending shit in that way. And it was just getting very annoying, but I couldn't do much. I'm not an engineer. I'm just a writer, you know, so I could just send my verses in from home, but it wasn't the same. So I was laying in bed one day and I got that weird diagnosis and I was like, fuck, like if this shit is what they're saying it could be, I have nothing to really leave behind. So I was like, what can I do to like let people know like what I do besides like my family and people close to me? I was like, you know what? Let me go break down some music. So I hopped, I grabbed my phone and I knew a little bit about like, I didn't know what they were called, but one day it was like 2018. I think I was looking up Walk on Water because it was getting trashed. And I think I
saw, yeah, Revival got just completely trashed.
Yeah, It was getting trashed. And I'm like, how the fuck? I was like, I haven't heard it yet. Let me check it out. And I went to go click on the video and I accidentally clicked on who I know now is No Life Shaq. And I'm like, who the fuck is this motherfucker? Like, why am I watching him and not Eminem? But I got like maybe 2 minutes in and I was laughing my ass off. I was like, dude, this dude is hilarious, but I got to go watch this fucking song and see what it's about. So I was like, you know what? Maybe instead of me like doing a entertainment thing, I could break down the bars. So that's what I did. I set up my phone right here and I started breaking down the bars and I did a couple of the songs. The next thing I know, people were messaging me. I had like 2,000 subscribers in like a week or two, maybe. And everyone was just like, hey, like get some real equipment and your shit'll blow up. I was like, what are you talking about? Like get real equipment. And they were like a camera and a mic. I was like, I was like, what do I do? Where do I get that at? Like, I didn't know, you know, I was like, I don't know what you mean. I didn't know how to set up. My girlfriend had to set up this entire fucking thing for me. And long story. I basically just fucking started making videos. I got introduced to Ryan Upchurch, Tom McDonald. And then Harry Mack and his team.
Energy Exchange. I remember seeing you on Energy Exchange. I think that's the first time I saw you, I think.
Yeah, I hit like 30,000 subs in like a month and a half. And Harry Mack's team reached out to me. I met up with Iconic and shit here in Chicago. And they asked me to come on the show. I went on his happy hour. And after that, I mean, the channel just fucking took off, and that's my origin story, man. And then YouTube approached me when I hit 100K subscribers asking me to work with them for a salary, like not based off of my views and shit. And I was like, no, I'd rather grow organically. Like, thank you for the offer. But they're like, oh, stay in touch, this, and that, like being very nice. And then within a couple of weeks, my channel completely tanked. And I've
been a fateful decision right there? Like, I didn't know that one.
No, like here was the thing. Like I was in a weird spot because remember I signed as a recording artist. I wanted to be a rapper, right? So I seen this as another like coincidental thing happening. And I was like, I'd rather go my way this time versus having to go the route my label pushed me in. I was like, let me just do this organically. I'll reach back out to you guys if I ever decide to. And I guess it bit me in the ass, but in the end, I prefer it this way because I'm not somebody's fucking puppet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, shit. That's why they mad at you then.
Well, that's when I started going through all this.
There's the root of it. We've gotten to the root of it.
Yeah, that's the root. We just figured it out.
I think what's a great point, though, Cliff, is like it's something we've all had to do like with our videos. And you look at the quality now, like it's not just creating content. We've had to learn video editing. We've had to learn about the technicals of like lighting and setup and audio and everything.
Some of us.
We're not going to signal anyone out, okay? Ageism is not allowed on this podcast. There's no ageism here.
We laugh at me dying again?
The two motherfuckers. The two light right there.
Oh man, hey, man. But that was it, man. That was basically the end of my story.
This guy too, he doesn't edit either. This dude here. This dude said the fucking that guy doesn't edit either.
Which one?
What
you dumb?
What type of either? What type of holy hand motions are you doing over there?
You hate
watch when you start checking down there.
You could get it. You could get it. You can. All y'all could get it, man.
Just point everywhere.
I ain't about to mess with nobody. Whose voice is this deep?
No, but Dom, you don't edit either, do you?
When I get on the
track.
Nah,
I don't
edit.
Y'all
don't edit.
I just, if I sneeze, that bitch is staying right on in there.
I mean, like, I stopped editing my shit at a certain point. I was like, man, I just upload. I went to America. I saw BP was like, I play ya. This is how I do it. It's like shortcut.
I've seen BP.
Oh, start, stop. Like, I was like, what the fuck is like that?
He's got some nice edits, bro. BP is smart. Like, he catches your attention at the beginning, plays like a clip of what's going on.
But that's not an edit, bro. He's just switching scenes.
Smart edit. That's efficient.
It's great.
I literally knew BP was going to take off.
It's like live editing.
40-year-old. And like, I saw all that stuff and I was like, his shit about to blow up. That shit is like so like formatted perfectly. Like,
ironically, that came together because I don't know tech. So because I don't know how to edit, I had to figure out, I was like, yo, how can, because when I started, there's a couple of people who'd get in my inbox and give me a game. They'd be like, you need a cold open. And I was like, what's a cold open? Hit them with the, you know, hit them with what they're about to see for 10 to 15 seconds. And then me just being an entertainer and performing on stages, I knew about the intro, the interlude, and the outro. And you always want to have these explosions in the middle of your concert, right when you come out, in the middle and at the end. It just gives it a feng shui, is what they call it.
Oh, he's using fancy words now.
I don't know why that was so funny.
It's a feng shui.
But I just tried to incorporate that with the, and I was like, bro, I ain't going to edit, bro, because I'm just not that. And it takes so long. And I was just like, yo, I'm trying to get to certain markers efficiently. And I learned that from Travis O'Gwynn from Strange Music, because my first tour with Tech N9ne was in 06 and he was popping. Everything was selling out and they were in these vans with trailers. And I sat down with Travis and I was like, hey, why aren't you guys in a tour bus? I don't get it. He is a superstar rock star. And he's like, because this tour, P, it's about efficiency. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But it's about efficiency, P. I was like, wow. So little, you get sprinkled with game in your experiences. And then it translated to YouTube for me. So that's where I was like, oh, shit. Efficiency. Let's go. Click.
Fire. Yeah. That is crazy, man.
Speaking of efficiency, I don't know. I'm just looking for a transition point. AR, it's your turn.
Hi, hey, gang. So I started uploading these damn reactions in November 13th, 2020. I did a reaction to Russ, Who Wants What. I was like, you know what it was? I saw, shout out to Stevie Knight, because I watched him a little bit do Eminem breakdowns. I was like,
oh, hell yeah, that's a homie. But, shout out Stevie.
Yeah, but he's the only one where I was like, I like his reaction videos. All the others, I was like, these guys are not adding anything to
what
this.
The
There's
fuck?
No breakdowns. You damn, weren't doing it yet, fire. Bro.
What
you weren't
the
doing
fuck?
It. Wait, hold up. Were you doing it? Hey, I didn't know about you, bro. Hey, hold up. I
what
didn't know
the
you guys.
Fuck?
Hey, fuck, damn. Oh, shit, I'm caught.
Stevie was so good. I love Stevie. Fuck, I came up with Stevie. You know what? I'm done with
He was like, I was in the video with Stevie. What you're talking about?
Everybody can catch these hands. No, I'm playing.
You.
Oh, some Oprah shit. You get a hand.
No, I didn't know. So I knew BP because... Team Backpack. That's how I knew BP. He has one with Chris Calico, Futuristic.
And Jeff Turner.
Jeff Turner.
Bro, JT is a monster. Shout out. I miss Team Backpack when it was Team Backpack. Now it's like World MC, but I miss them Team Backpack days. Bro, Obvi, E-Money, Flawless, Tokens come up. Yeah. I'm an OG!
Bro, he's so unintentionally funny, bro.
Coca-Cola, man.
Sorry, guys.
It's got a lot of energy today.
Doing reactions 2020 November, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's my story. And I rap. That's my story.
Any beatboxes?
And I beatbox.
And
I
you beatbox.
Crazy.
And you beatbox
very well.
Yeah, I used to battle.
Bro, that was the most condensed, summarized story of us all.
You gotta hit him with the good shit. My shit is a highlight reel, just like that.
I mean, you did help me with the transition. I said efficiency. You were efficient as fuck with
that.
Yeah,
you see how hard he did this? I feel like he chopped carrots like that.
I'm prepared, bro. I just dropped the diss track.
Shameless plug.
Is he plugging it?
He's plugging it
on Anthony Ray Music, which will obviously be in the description.
Damn.
Did you? I got a question for you. When you got started. Because obviously you could speak other languages. So
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good point. Good one. Good thing to say. I am not American. That's good to add.
That's what I mean. Like, did you find a different sort of degree of difficulty? Because obviously, especially with rap, like, there's so many references that if you're not like in the culture necessarily or get like some of the English slang, you might not necessarily catch as much.
Okay, so there's two things I wanna say. I'll just write this shit in the chat so I don't forget. Cliff Beard, that's one of the things. So I'm Belgian, right? So my primary language that I got to my artillery is Dutch, right? And I speak a bit of French. English is kind of like my native tongue is Dutch, but and then it's English because you know, just I don't know, growing up, I consume a lot of American culture. So that's how I developed this U.S. accent in a way. It's kind of like a U.S. accent. Oh, whatever. I could live in USA. Nobody would notice I was not from the USA. People don't know unless I tell them, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that. It is, to a degree, more difficult than, let's say, if I have to compete with Unox breaking stuff down, I lose, right?
I don't think anybody should try to compete with me. It's fucking exhausting trying to do my level of breakdowns. I don't recommend that job for anybody. Don't do it. That's a bad ideas reactor.
Bro, I got a secret I'm going to reveal right here about Knox. So when I first start seeing, I always loved his music, but I was a bit jealous because I was like, man, I know this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I break this. And then I was watching him break this shit. Then I was like, oh shit, damn, I did listen.
You saw the light. You saw the light with this dude.
You saw the light.
I said,
look at the light.
I was like, damn, he caught all that shit like that. I said, damn, I missed the whole damn sentence. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, so I was like, damn, he the bard, like breakdown, like king for real. Like, I ain't never seen nobody dissect it. He be like, you know, da 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 da.
Okay, Knox, god damn, bro. Damn.
Also, I want to ask Nick.
Bro.
White snake moan.
Bro, you got Cliff Beard.
He already threw shots at me.
Wrong side.
AR already threw shots at me in the beginning. Now he's back again.
This is just like bro Dom. Fun, bro. This Dom, is just Dom,
thank
messing
you.
Around.
Thank you for the love, Dom. I know it was AR's turn, and he's mad because you cut in on his turn, but thank you for the flowers, Dom. It's okay.
I'll give you flowers too, Anthony, bro.
I don't want no damn flowers, man. Get that out of my face, bro.
You said in my DMs you wanted flowers.
Hey, man, damn. I want smoke, man. I'm on some Knox Hill this year because I remember Knox Hill saying, 2024, I'm on some other shit. I want all the smoke. So I just adapted. I was like, oh, hell yeah. You know, when Knox is like,
bro,
in the group chat, and he's like, man, I'm about to drop this Benzino disc. I'm like, hell yeah, man. Drop that shit, bro. Let's go.
Let's go.
Like, bro, let's that go, story bro, that you shared when you had the track playing in your car, like, just like the fucking noises.
That shit was crazy.
Yo, bro, this shit's hilarious.
I've never seen someone whole high.
So, yeah. So I wanted to say also to my, you know, super special, non-relevant origin story that I only watched a few. Stevie Knight was just one dude I watched. And then there were two guys who, in the car. I don't know if y'all remember. And they were only like breaking down mainly Eminem. Two dudes. It's like Kev and some other dude. Two homies in the car. They stopped.
Huh.
And then Rock reacts. Those two were fired.
Oh, yeah. Why did they break up, man? I wish they were still together.
And one of them is
John's still doing really well. John Denton's still doing well. Yeah,
and the wrestle man who looks like the prawn star who is in, you know, like the bald prawn. He looked like that, bro. He looked like he's banging it. What's his name? Johnny
Prawn Star. Prawn Star.
You the prawn.
Porn star.
Damn, man! I'm trying to censor.
You ain't supposed to say that on YouTube.
Damn, we're about to get demonetized on a non-monetized channel.
I'm sorry.
You say corn or prawn?
Yeah,
it's all good.
You can't say that word on YouTube.
But certain things get flagged, like the OF. If you say the full thing, you could get age restricted just for saying actually.
Or what? COVID, corn. COVID, ID. You start mentioning that too much, it gets like that. It gets flagged for like that stuff. Y'all don't know what? Y'all never had that.
No. 2020, baby. Well,
I have a family friendly channel over here. What are all these words you're dropping?
Did y'all know? Did y'all know?
This is unbelievable. This is not Disney. I did not sign up for this podcast.
I'm gonna spit some game. There's a feature on YouTube. It's audio recognition. They got this AI software now. If you say subscribe,
the subscribe button lights up. Did y'all know that?
Subscribe.
This is a new feature. What? I don't know if y'all know this, but I saw this on my videos. I'm like, I say like, yo, guys, if you want to subscribe here, my subscribe button did like, bing, when I said it.
That's, you definitely tap it right now, for real.
I'm serious. That's like
that's what I do on my phone with TikTok. I'm always like, I love China. I love China. It's amazing. TikTok is awesome. That's how you get subscribers, I'm telling you.
All my reactions are going to be like, subscribe.
Yeah. Subscribe.
Cliff Beats drops his first song. Yo, subscribe.
Dude, it's funny you said that because so everyone's been asking me about this fucking Knox Bond character, about responding back to him. I always said, like, look, obviously I can't legally release any music to the public without it being under my label, right? But if I was ever to respond to anybody, it would have to be worthy. It would have to be somebody that dissed me that was worth it to me, yeah. Like to climb in that ring. If it was somebody that almost shot himself in the face while recording a music video.
I don't know, man. Pre Malone brought it. Like, Slim Jesus is coming.
Pre Malone. Yeah,
it's his second coming.
Crack Miller was on some shit, I guess. Uh-huh. I got to watch
Nelly from Recess hit ass boy.
And now I want to transition to AR talking about Cliff Beard. What are we talking about, Cliff Beard?
That's
got the notepad ready.
Said fuck Cliff.
What the fuck? So the thing I
wanted
to say about
Cliff. Why are you so aggressive today? You are on a different type of energy today.
It's because I'm tired as fuck. It's like 7 p.m. But I'm with my boys, man. The boys. That's what it is.
Let's go,
I'm with the boys. Bro, you know how long I've been fucking waiting to do this podcast just to talk shit.
I know.
I love waffling, bro. Just to talk crap.
You said you love waffles.
I love Waffle House.
I love
too,
waffles
bro.
Too, bro.
Fucking that's 3 a.m. Waffle House. That is the best drunk recovery
Belgium
ever.
Waffles are incredible, bro.
Boys, when are we going to Belgium? I feel like we need a boys' trip to Belgium.
Hell yeah. I could show y'all the red light district, man. That shit is legal here.
I thought that was Amsterdam.
My flight's booked.
It's also here. You got a bunch of stuff. I haven't done it.
Have a girlfriend. Cliff, she might watch this.
Who said so? I didn't say anything.
Cut that out.
You said something. Cliff, I
heard. Yo, Cat, clip that.
I was asking about
all right. Hold open.
I said I want to know about Cliff Beard. I don't know what you're talking about.
In this episode, I want to go to the red light district. Cliff Beard. You should become Cliff Beard, though. I think you have like the best beard genetics out of us. So what I wanted to say about Cliff Beard, for one,
yeah, he does.
I grew this stuff out in honor of Cliff Beard. I just want to say that
Get a round of applause, please. That's a beautiful moment.
What I did,
damn,
was a legend.
Loud ass claps.
Sorry, gang. What I did was to grow my beard follicles because I had nothing. I just watched and studied Cliff Beard. And then I just gathered and grew.
Did you do a Just for Men plan?
No, I just watched. Cliff. I consumed Cliff Beard. I consumed Cliff Beard content. When he was talking about going through the whole struggle, losing 50 pounds for his fat ass, I consumed content of Cliff Beard. No, but what I wanted to say, like, guys, stop this.
Hang on. Excuse me. Old fellow over there. Are you okay?
I'm gonna be all right.
You good?
I'm all right.
What did I miss?
What are you doing?
Man's in the nursing home over here.
He's getting defibrillated as we talk. Like, what the fuck's going on over here?
Bro, honestly, I'm sick of shit too. Like, we're all kind of
I got a fucking fever right now, bro.
You've had a fever for 2 months.
Bro, I've been sick. Bro, my daughter's in school. It's just, and I'll
work
out. Like,
we got three dads here. You know, like, they go to school and they just, like, that's the greatest gift school can give you. They come back with, like, new fucking viruses to give you every day.
And I work out.
Like, here, dad, let me cough on your face. There you go. Have it.
Yep. I'm ill, bro. I'm flexed. I feel 47, bro.
Kids are sneezing your face, too, and shit. Like, I'm like, I should have beat the shit out of you.
My immune system takes a beating, bro.
Like, I can't.
Wait till y'all hit 40. It's coming.
It got real silent.
Bro, but like, wait. Some of us, that's like in 4 years.
I'm very close there. Hey, I'm almost. Hey,
BP, you know what I love is like, you've taken like the this is 40 and like you've just like there's so much more energy, I feel like, that you've injected into it instead of being like, yeah, this is fucking 40. This is depressing. Yeah. It's like, this is going to be the best goddamn decade of my life. Like, I just feel that energy from you. You know what I mean? Like, it gives me hope. It gives me hope when I turn 40, like, let's fucking go. I'm ready. I'm going to ride it on a unicorn.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to have fun with it. Dude, so
what's crazy is you don't even look 40, bro. That's what's crazy.
No, you're like, you don't look 40. I sometimes look older.
But I dance like I'm 40. But I dance like it.
Yeah. I was going to say.
He looks young.
A fun fact, actually. They say for most men, the happiest they are is when they turn 47 years old. Like, that's the happiest time period in their life. I don't know.
Sure, bro.
Where did you get that stat from?
Who said that, man?
That's scientifically proven.
You can't just quote something and not have a reference. Like, what is that?
Old ass.
Google it. Google it.
Cat, bring up the stats.
Cat's not even here. Cat's not here right now.
I'm just
going
to choose to believe you, bro.
Well, that's why he's like, let's go to the red light district. He knows Cat's not there. If Cat was there, he'd be saying different things right now.
No, I'd say the same stuff, bro. I'd say that stuff. I shared a bunch of stuff with her when we were talking on the editing. Cat was like, yo, can I see them nudes that you got from the last stream? I was like, say
Cat
less.
Would never say that.
Say less. I got you. And I got you, fam. And then I just sent them through. Knox, if you want them, I got you too, man. I didn't just send them out of the blue.
I would never want that. Please send them soon.
No, I got you, man.
I've already got them.
They already because they want. Nah, I'm playing, guys. I would never do that unless it was I was given approval. It's a joke. I don't do this. Come
it's
on.
All jokes, y'all. No, you know, I got
so,
snapped.
But let me finish my damn point, Dom. Damn. So, Cliff Beats.
I'm sending that guy your way, bro. Since you just started writing the shit out of me.
Cliff, no, I'll play it. I love you.
Because I'm scared.
Cliff, no, bro, I love you. Shut up. Cliff Beats Beard started after me, like, I think a month, like 2020 December or 2021, something around that time. I remember. And so, me and Cliff, our channel is like the same age in uploading and stuff. So, I just wanted to add that here that I love Cliff Beats.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
that. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, but you hold on. But you get on me for giving Noxus flowers, bro?
Yeah. What the fuck is this about? You can't give me flowers, Cliff? But you give Cliff his flowers.
That's all great.
Here, Cliff, here's some fucking roses and some daisies for you. Fresh from fucking Belgium.
Cliff, hey, okay. We gonna start talking shit on this shit? All right, say less. Hey, we all, y'all in America, all y'all in America, right? Yeah, yeah. Who visited BP? Who?
What?
You did. What are you talking about?
Who visited Black Pegasus?
You did.
Well, why are you getting so close, bro? Like, put the pecs away. Yeah, put the pecs away.
It took a guy. It took a guy from Belgium to fly out to BP before all y'all.
Wow. We are so happy you did.
Yeah, like somebody had to do it. Thank God it was you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you punched. I needed, you know, someone, I mean? To, you punched, I needed someone to. You punched the wall before you got on here.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm tired as fuck, bro. I just want to go to bed. I ain't gonna
like.
Lie,
listen.
After this, I got to shower my daughters. I'm like, bro.
I'm so glad that somebody went to check on BP, because after watching what he's been doing in the corner, sneakily sniffing shit.
BP, back me up.
He needs it.
Back me up, BP. Back me up. Back me up.
I'm done. I'm done with the jokes. BP, I'm done. You know I love.
He is rubbing Vicks vapor rub on his chest.
Why am I firing shots? He's been so chill this whole podcast.
Real talk, I waste no time telling people like how chill BP is. Like, his vibe is like that, which is scary as hell, because, you know, since people want to talk about them doing jiu-jitsu and stuff, you know what I'm saying, he really be out here doing it. I be seeing him, like, you know what I'm saying, doing his stuff. What you do, BP? What, is it jiu-jitsu or is it?
Yeah, I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, stop playing with me. We got real choke holders out here.
You know,
yeah, most people who train don't brag about it, by the way, unless they like post content like of them rolling.
I have a combat certificate. The fuck is that? I don't know what the fuck that is.
I can break 8 bricks. Yeah. I have a black belt from. Bitch?
I got a high school fucking thing with my fucking name on it too. I don't.
He's going about conversations and DMs that he's had with certain people. We will not. It's like Lord Voldemort. We're not going to name too many names.
We're not going to name too many names.
We don't want to give too much attention.
Yeah, so I think podcast is not going to be about other people.
I think it's on me now to finish the origin story.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Bro, this took a 1 hour of origin story.
Noxus here, my God.
We were recording for about 20 minutes beforehand. So
millions of subscribers. Jesus.
Yeah, we're good. We got like 20 minutes, I think, to keep it in the hour mark. But yeah, so I mean, BP, you know, it's funny, like coming up as a rapper and as a hip hop artist, like for me, YouTube was always secondary. I didn't place that much value on YouTube. So like I just checked, my first video was in song was 14 years ago. Right? Cause like you're doing shows. I'm traveling up and down the East Coast. Like I'm still selling CDs out of my fucking trunk and shit. So like YouTube, I always saw as like bonus content. You know what I mean? Like you get what you can, you put shit out on there, but you're really trying to make it in real life, aren't you? Because it's still the era, I guess, in between of like shows can get you seen by ARs. You know, you hit that show circuit, you do the open mics, you do the freestyles, you do all this shit, you do the battles. Like that's how you can get heard. And then for me, like, you know, where I'm from and coming up, it was either, you know, it's either sports or it's music to kind of help get you out of your situation. So thankfully, I was blessed at both. Like I was a really good soccer player. So like, soccer opened up doors and opportunities for me to travel and to go play in other countries, you know, which I was lucky to do. Like I was paid to kick a ball with my foot, basically. Like, did I ever make it at the highest of levels? No, it was always like second and third level leagues and lower leagues. But, you know, I still made enough to survive and I made enough to live in other countries and do what I love and play a sport. But like my decision at that time was like, yo, my body's only going to last so long, you know, so I need to prioritize sports first, because music I can make for the rest of my life. You know, music is something that's never going to leave you. So like once this all ends, I'll have music. But what I did was I always kept writing. I kept, you know, working, honing my craft, releasing videos when I could, like on breaks in between, I'd fly back home. I'd film music videos. I'd get shit done. I try to do a couple shows on summer breaks and, you know, just like it never really stopped. And then for me, unfortunately, like so many injuries, like I just was plagued with injuries. I remember like my senior year in college, which is a big prove it year before you get drafted. Like I tore the fuck out of my ankle and I played through it that season. So I played the whole season hurt. I didn't actually practice once because that's just the American system and what's so different. If I was in like Europe, I'd be in academy. They'd sit me out. They'd take care of me. But that has done so much damage to me in my career, unfortunately, playing through that. But I had a hell of a year. I mean, I broke every single scoring record at my school that year that I still hold to this day. And I'm not giving away my age yet, but that's fucking crazy. Still hold the assist record, the scoring record, and all that shit. But like, I never had a healthy season after that. So like, eventually, like wherever I was, I'd get in, I'd do well, then I'd get hurt. And then I'd sit there and I'd have to go through physio and I have to recover again. And that's where music really helped me like cope with that. Cause it's like, you keep doing that, it's like fucking madness eventually at the end of the day. And I would say, I think there's a theme with us. Like when COVID hit, COVID really shifted and changed a lot of things. So for me, like I was just tired of being hurt and injured all the time. And like I've had surgery on this ankle, I've had injections, I've had so much shit that finally it was like, well, what else can I do? And then I knew the daughters were on the way and we had them. And all of a sudden, when you're a dad, there's like a difference between just getting by and providing for your shithead self and all of a sudden having other people you have to provide for.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, that just like shifted focus for me. And it was like, holy shit, what else can we do? And I, you know, finishing off wasn't making enough, took another job, working multiple jobs, and I kept doing YouTube. And then all of a sudden, I'll never forget the day, like the YouTube was doing pretty well. I think just as a musician, we got to like 20,000 subscribers, which is, you know, really solid just doing music. As you guys know, reactions, obviously you can leverage and grow a lot quicker. But when you're doing original music, it's really hard to grow that. Like I was proud of that. But like I saw, I think it was a Crypt reaction and I saw some other dudes react and I started to get interested in it because I'm like, hang on, these guys are rappers too. Like they're doing reactions. And then they're also taking advantage of that growth to plug their music. And I'm like, I feel like there's a lane for this. And then I started doing my research on reaction channels and I was like, there's nobody, I didn't come across anyone at that time that was really like deep diving and breaking down lyrics and shit. Like you guys know the level that I go. And that's kind of how I've always listened to music. Like I could show you pages and pages of notes, like me growing up and on the come up, like listening to M and like the Immortal Techniques and the Nas's and just like the shit that I talk about in my reactions is the shit that I've always kind of done. And I just felt like, you know, there's a niche in the market here. There's like something maybe people will appreciate. And I remember getting started and like doing these reactions. I had so many fucking complaints because people weren't used to like the 30-minute videos. They're like, too much pausing. This is too long and shit. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to ignore them. I'm going to keep going. Like, I'm going to stick to my process because I believe like if I bring my best quality and help people appreciate a song and just think about it differently, then I'm making timeless content. And hopefully they'll start sharing it through word of mouth and the right people will start to come in and the right audience will start to build. And I mean, COVID is really when I hit it hard because there were so many unknowns at the time. I got my girls here. I got debts and it's like, fuck it, let's go. And then things just really started to build and started to snowball from there and kind of take off. And then obviously we are where we are today.
You know what's interesting to connect all those stories? As much as I hated 2020, and I personally went to a very dark place because I know everyone did, but I went through some extremes that I won't even bring up here. But it's interesting because out of the darkness comes the light, and all of us have a segue story that kind of the portal opened for all of us in 2020, whether it be like the monetization for Dom or like all of us went through something in 2020 that brought us to this unique moment. I think that's interesting to highlight after you ended that, Knox, because I knew some of your story from watching some of your interviews, but as you highlighted it there, I just thought that was a unique center point that all of us hit today. Something about 2020 really got the ball rolling for everyone, which is very ironic for how dark and like the world changed. As we know it, nothing will be the same, you know, but at the same time, from good comes bad. You know, the cliche, someone dies and then a baby's born, like same concept, but it's kind of real. And it was all just said right here from all of us. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, you know, things happen in life and things that are out of our control. And what I think defines our characters and defines us is how do we adapt and react to them? You know, do we take negatives and do we wallow in it and do we let it push us down or do we find a way to rise up for it? You know, do we find a way to overcome it? And I feel like if you look at the trajectory of our channels, our grind, our work, everything that we've put into building these communities and these platforms, you know, we've taken some negatives and we found a way to find the brighter sides of them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's crazy, like, because even in, I say 2019 was actually when I was really sick, when I got diagnosed with GAD, which is generalized anxiety disorder. I was working third shift at Kroger's, and I remember I got put off work for 7 months on sick leave, and that was the most, I have no clue. I ain't never seen... No, what the hell?
He did it in the chat. He said a private chat. You're sharing such a heartfelt story.
I'm trying to listen to Dom and y'all just laughing.
If this pops up in the recording, dude, this would be fucked up.
Because you're sending dick emojis in the chat.
What are you talking about? I just asked how old is Knox. Oh my god.
You sent us a dick.
There's
the audacity.
I didn't even think to make that, like, okay, but anyway.
The audacity.
Okay. So,
Dom,
so
I apologize on behalf of these two above me. It's
grow up. Your kids, your children.
It's just a mess. So anyway, as I was saying before I got dickly interrupted, what the fuck was I saying? I got fucking ADD and
we got dicks popping.
You were diagnosed. You were diagnosed.
I was diagnosed. I can't get that out of my head. This is sick. I was diagnosed in 2019, and I was on sick leave for 7 months. It took the entire 7 months for me to. I mean, it was darkness. I'm talking about. I woke up, and we could save this for if the topic is mental health or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But just long story short, it was really darkness. I could not. I had to have the shades closed because I couldn't see the light. Anytime I seen the light, my anxiety would trigger, and I couldn't walk across the street. It was like I had to be taught how to be a baby again. It was weird. And then they gave me all these medicines. Here, take this, try this, and try. I'm like, bro, nothing is working. Yeah. Nothing. I said, I don't know if my brain is just too strong, pause, but I'm like, I just don't know if this is like working, bro. Like,
My breakfast.
Why the pause, bro? I was like, there was no need for that. Bro.
That was a double right there.
No one was thinking about that.
Bro. I ain't letting it go, bro. I had to
say, man. I'm trying to compose, bro.
But I was literally like, bro, like, I don't know if this, nothing is working, bro. Like, these are like empty pills. Like, and I was like, you know, and sometimes I'd be wondering, like, are these doctors just, this is another story, but like I said, if the doctors is just giving us stuff to make us think that this is working, is it another mental thing? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
This is a conversation for Rumble, I think, man. Damn.
I got an idea.
Some of these topics. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you're good. Some of these topics. I was going to say, I think anybody here in this group that does deal with GAD or you know, panic attack disorders and stuff like that, we could do a separate podcast one day and post it on the channel for those who are comfortable discussing it. Some people don't want to discuss it, of course. Me and Don, we talk all the time off to the side, so we could do a separate episode on that for those who do suffer with that shit. And we don't have to see dicks popping up 24/7 when AR is in the private chat. He has a dick going into a hole right now in the private chat.
What the fuck?
Now it's ass cheeks. Okay.
I'm communicating. Yo, can Kat see this?
No, Kat's not here. It's us. I'm the admin right now.
What? You really are a child. Like, you're asking like a parent's here or something. Is the parent not here? Oh, it's okay.
BP, no, I want to know. Get your son, man.
Kat told me I'm the most foul-mouthed. Like, what I say is crazy. But this makes sense because I'm the youngest.
Oh, no, the hell you ain't.
Yes, I am, bro. Yeah. How old are you? How old you guys?
Huh?
BP's 29. I know that. So how old is the rest?
Yep. I'm about to be. What? Hold on.
44.
Oh yeah, I'm about to be 44. Yep. In like
two. You ain't no damn 44.
44
bars. No. That's
what I'm about. And March 24th.
Are you serious, bro?
I'm wow. 80s baby.
Bro, yes, what are you? We gotta do something for your birthday. We gotta do it. Hey. We gotta do a birthday podcast.
He's Belgium, it is. Belgium, it is.
Belgium, it is, boys.
Stripper cake. Have some one of us pop out.
Oh
well. Dom, that's you, baby.
I'm gonna be the cake. What the fuck? Like,
Add me a penis emoji.
Yo, hey.
This is a great episode.
You're not gonna pause it?
That's a super pause.
Just gonna leave it out there.
Yeah, just leave it open.
I know you got a strong brain, but damn.
You got that cake too. He's a cake.
Heavy thinker, you know what I mean?
He got those cakes.
I just love how we could take, like, we've had some really serious moments on this first podcast, and then we've just found a way to just like completely crush those moments with just us being us. But
well, yeah, this is us in real life.
Listen, I think that's the thing though. Like, you know, listen, life is hard as shit. We all know that. We've all been through shit. We've all got stories we can share. But like, if you can't laugh, you know, laughter is the best medicine, isn't it? Like, we all joke and we all laugh because that's how we deal with shit, isn't it?
Yeah, people take things too serious. I'm just here to have fun, man. Like, I'm just having fun with you guys, bro. I love you guys, man.
Yeah, facts.
I love you guys too. Listen, I don't really want to talk shit, but like AR, just because you've been on it today, like that little plaque back there, what is that? Is that a little silver plaque that you have in your fit? That's really cute. That's really cute. Can you bring it to the front? Okay, hang on. I gotta use two hands for this. Hang on.
Hey, he not just dissing me. Oh, he dissing.
Use those bro, two he hands.
Dissing all of us, bro. Oh, that's fine. Okay, yeah, all right.
Yo,
all right,
my cool. Face. Like, look how big that is. It covers my whole body.
You know what? It's almost as big as your head, bro.
Wow.
It's not that big, nah. Just relax.
Wow. Look, he's making notes. He's making notes.
He's making a kill list right now. He's got the lipstick out. He's writing down.
I'm about to send an email to everybody. You better react to this. Are you on my hit list?
Knox, is that the gold one or is that silver? I can't goddamn see.
Is that fucking silver? That's gold right there. That's from Susan, baby. That's from Susan.
That's gold?
That's a Knox off.
That's gold. Bars.
That's fire. All right.
You guys got to see 12 inches live on the first podcast on the Origin.
I've been seeing it in my private chat this whole time. What the fuck?
Where? Cliff, you're not supposed to share these things with people.
Wait, hold on. But he made one, two, three. You made four of them. So who's supposed to be whose is whose? Because you're not about to make me the fucking smallest dick, bro.
He's counting. He's counting them.
I got you, Donald. I got
here counting them. Oh, you're counting. You're counting the emoji. Oh no.
That's crazy, bro.
Wow.
I'm gonna give Dom the.
I'm black, bro.
No, yours is like yours needs like portals.
Portals.
Let's go.
That's Doctor Strange dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Dom's coming with that BBC, baby. British Let's Broadcasting go. Company,
go.
All right?
Let's go.
British I'm Broadcasting out, Company. He's
I
got it.
I don't want to go
British,
after him, yes, bro.
British Broadcasting Company. Yes, that's what we were talking
that's
about.
That's crazy.
Oh, listen, I think this is a perfect spot to wrap up today. Listen, if you guys like the podcast, it's us talking about this. I'll put the link below so you can check out the full podcast channel of us children having more conversations. We got a lot more. You can stream it on Apple Podcasts. You can stream it on Spotify. Everywhere now. All links below. We'll be back with more of this. Thank you so much for your time, guys. You want to sign us off?
Adios, baby. I'm Black Pegasus.
I'm Cliff Beard, the fat man.
And I'm that singer reactions, the fat ass one for real.
I'm the youngest in the group, you know.
And I'm not Stevie Knight, so
we appreciate you guys. Thank you for watching.
Thank you guys.
Peace, y'all.